Okay, bartender, the home stretch. Are you ready? The day after Dean's, I packed up the food truck with all my measly belongings, knowing full well my chapter in New York City was closing. What my next chapter was going to be was TBD, and normally that type of uncertainty was thrilling, like booking a last-minute flight a la vacay roulette, but this time I knew exactly where I was going, and of all the stops on my guilt trip so far, this was the one I was dreading the most. I had avoided home for so long that even the memory had become a mountain. You know how they say time heals all wounds? Well, it doesn't. At best, it dilutes them with better days so they seem less caustic. At worst, it amplifies them like a hall of mirrors until you can't figure out which hurt is the real one. Anyways, homecomings are complicated, but I had no other choice. I don't know why I thought a town of 100,000 people might be anticipating my prodigal return, but I spent the whole drive in the deli truck hunched over in my hoodie trying my best to be incognito anyways. Turns out, nobody cared about the weird gremlin driving, but they definitely cared about the deli truck. I didn't realize cruising through downtown with an orange logo that was just featured on the Drew Barrymore show would make the locals go absolutely feral.
Oh my stars, is that a
food truck? I love Dean's Deli.
It wasn't long before I was literally being chased by a mob of Allentonians.
Hey! Hey, you wanna get run over?
Did you see him on Drew Barrymore?
Right, and it stopped. Make it stop. Stop!
Stop that! Stop! Hey!
We want sandwiches!
We love Drew Barrymore!
Feed us!
You're gonna break something! Oh my god, this is terrifying! I don't want it! I don't have any goddamn sandwiches! I'm incognito!
Maya?
Of course, that's when I came face to face with Vernon, through a storefront window. Him buying a gooey pile of cinnamon buns to give to some orphans, probably. Me, dressed like a cartoon drug dealer on the run. Sure, I wanted to see him, but only on my terms, aka after a hot shower, a blowout, and 1 to 2 hours to rearrange my entire face for a natural look.
Nope, not yet. Not now.
In the end, I had to ditch the truck in some alleyway where I assume it was raided and ransacked. I never saw it again. Sorry, Dean. I'll work another shift to make it up to you, I swear. I ran the full 6 blocks to my mom's. Sweaty, tired, my whole body cracking like I was 100 years old. I didn't even stop to knock. I just yanked open the door and...
Who the hell is there? I got a sharp knife and a cast iron pan.
Mom?
Maya? Is that you?
The house was somehow different and exactly the same all at once. I don't know why I remembered this place being so stifling and dark, because it was chock full of live, laugh, love. There was a swear jar of pennies on the table, and a calendar with a zillion birthdays scribbled on the fridge. I saw Vernon's marked down on December 21st. I guess they were still friendly enough for birthday texts? And in every corner there was evidence of a different hobby. Neon pink bowling shoes, bejeweled gardening shears, a pile of half-finished macrame. This was not the home of a lonely old Mrs. Mitchell. This was the home of Maya Mitchell's mom, the coolest bitch in town.
Are those balloon animals?
Maya Papaya, you're here! How did you get here? Vernon and Dean both said you were coming, but I didn't see how that was possible. Did you just land? Shouldn't you be in Fiji or somewhere? Wow, come here for a squeeze.
Change of plans. Okay, I drove myself down in Dean's truck.
Oh, isn't that Dean just a doll? I'm gonna text him a thank you right now.
Text him? Wait, you and Dean text?
Oh, yes. I send nudes. I learned how to do it from a very nice divorce lady in my art class.
Mom, I...
You know, everything is better when you're older, and I mean everything. Tits to tail.
Jesus, Mom, I...
Have you heard of Zumba, Maya, or hot yoga? I do that, and then yogalattes, and sometimes even hot zugalattes. I'm also in a ladies' bowling league. Have you heard of slugging, Maya? I slug now. Let me see if I can find a picture of it. Just give me a second.
Mom, can we pause and just maybe talk about how we've barely talked in like 10 years? We can't just skip over all that, especially not, you know, the C word.
Well, how can we talk about it if you still can't even say it, Maya?
Fine. Cancer. You have cancer. I'm sorry.
And what's there to talk about? It came, it went, it sucks. I'm what I call nifty, 50, and flourishing. Oh, honey, are you on Hinge? I swiped on this cute Santa near the Rockefeller tree last week, and when I tell you, I was his little helper.
Ugh, enough! Ugh! I can't believe I'm the one saying this, but we gotta stop ignoring the hard stuff, Mom.
Well, it's not like I didn't try. I suggested a mother-daughter vacation plenty of times. It's not my fault you're never home, and flights on your airline are always sold out. I hope that means you're at least getting good tips.
You don't tip on planes, Mom. Besides, that's not true. Flights don't sell out, like, permanently. God, you're so avoidant.
You said so. Remember when I asked if you had any travel perks at your job? Because I really wanted to celebrate after my last surgery and go somewhere hot. But you said it was hard to get a reservation because your flights were so popular. So who's avoidant now?
Shit. I did say that. I shouldn't have said that, Mom. That was just an excuse. I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry. God, why are we so bad at this?
It's in our genes. Chronic avoidance runs in the family, just like our perfect asses. But that doesn't mean we can't start over. Maybe we should take a vacation together.
Unfortunately, I don't think I'll be flying again for a while.
Why? Did something happen? Was it a 9/11?
What? No, it wasn't 9/11, Mom. Jesus.
Do you want to talk about it?
Actually, I was hoping maybe I could stay for a while. If it's not too much to ask, but also it's totally fine if not. I can figure something else out.
Maya, I wouldn't let you go even if you tried. Oh, and I have a guest pass to Zumba Lattes tomorrow. The instructor has 12 abs. And Betty's is hosting a New Year's Eve party. You can go as my date. I was going to take Vernon, you know, because his brother...
Wait. Vernon?
Yeah, he helps out around the house. He's such a nice kid. Remember when you two dated back in high school? Do you still talk?
Not exactly. Does he talk about me?
Always. You're our favorite common interest, honey.
In 24 hours, I went from no job, no apartment, no friends, to a New Year's plan, a mother-daughter mani-pedi, and the visceral images of 7 dick pics from my mom's Hinge. But what did my mom mean by I was her and Vernon's common interest? Did they sit around doing puzzles and shit-talking me all day? Or did that mean Vernon was interested? The next day, I found myself downtown again in search of a dress for this bowling ball. Even though a small part of me was cringing at the thought of ringing in the new year to crashing pins, I wasn't totally mad about it. As far as falls from grace go, I was determined to stick the landing, and that meant surrendering to whatever came next.
Excuse me, clerk. What matches with a 70s mustard yellow?
So you did make it home. I wasn't hallucinating.
Whoa, Vernon Wells. Seriously, universe? I did. Sorry to thwart your plans to never have to see me again.
Did I see you driving a food truck like a maniac down Main Street yesterday?
No. No, that was probably some other unidentified hot person. I'm looking for an outfit for this super exclusive bowling alley thing tomorrow night. Sure you never heard of it?
You're going to Betty's.
Oh. So you have heard of it.
Well, yeah. All the moms go. Bowling is the new book club.
Okay, since when did Allentown become the hub of Pinterest activities for boomer moms?
Right. Speaking of Mrs. Mitchell, I was going to drop these off, but maybe you can bring them back for me. They're the cinnamon buns she likes.
That's like the nicest thing ever. What are you, like dating my mom?
I wish. She doesn't have time for me when she's dating all the real men in town.
She is quite the socialite. When did that happen?
Yeah, I should ask you the same thing.
Okay, bartender, was this us flirting? Vernon was looking at me, his cute curls poking out of his little beanie hat, grazing those cut cheekbones. I swear I could feel him softening. Was that the hint of a smile? Ugh, adult butterflies were so much worse than teenage ones. They used to be so light and effervescent. The ones inside me now barely hovered off the ground, bloated and slow with years of baggage and conjecture.
So what is all this with my mom then? Are you trying to make me look bad?
How could I possibly make you look bad? You've done that all on your own.
Wow, okay, shots fired.
Come on, Maya, I know you know I complained about you. You wouldn't be here if I hadn't. You'd be in Fiji or whatever, and your mom would still be...
What, nifty-fifty and flourishing? Don't make this about her when it's clearly about you, and we're fine.
Whatever you say.
Sorry, I forgot. You're such a big, upstanding person who calls HR on their exes.
I'm sorry about that, okay? I didn't mean to be so... I hadn't seen you in 10 years, and you were acting like nothing had ever happened, and I just...
You totally overreacted, and it cost me my whole job?
You left me. You left all of us. As soon as your mom got sick, you just... You said you loved me, and then you left.
Well, maybe I was scared, okay? Did you ever think about that? Scared of losing her, scared of staying here and ending up like her, sacrificing everything just to get sick in a town with no Ubers. Just really annoying. Or worse, ending up so different that I barely recognize myself. I thought getting as far away from everything would at least help me find myself so I could become better. Well, spoiler alert, I'm worse than I was when I left. Are you happy now?
Are you guys gonna buy anything? Or kiss? Or punch each other? Can you decide quickly? Because people are staring.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Maya, honey, did you find an outfit for tomorrow?
No. Here are some cinnamon buns from Vernon, but be warned, they are tainted with betrayal.
Yum, drama makes everything more delicious.
God, I hate him.
I don't know, honey. It sounds like maybe you like him.
No. I mean, sure, he's hot and cares about people in this infuriatingly profound way, but he also rejected me, insulted me, and got me fired. So, you know, that kind of cancels itself out, don't you think?
So you've got a clean slate to start over with each other. Just like we are. Isn't that a nice position to be in?
Mom, how are you so forgiving? The universe literally kicked you in both breasts and you just came back stronger and nicer and weirdly hornier.
If I learned anything from the C word, it's that you have to forgive, forget, and roll with the punches, even when they're confusing and imperfect. I know it is cliche to say, but it led me to some wonderful discoveries, like threesomes.
What?
Miss Mitchell, this is MC Airlines HR department. We're calling to let you know that the complaint against you from flight 2627 has been withdrawn. The passenger said that they made the complaint an error and that they were sorry. They said it was hard seeing you after all this time.
Vernon said that?
Also, it seems your colleague came forward to take full responsibility for the bathroom incident. We'll be looking into that claim more thoroughly.
Wait, so what does that mean?
It means, for now, you've been cleared of any wrongdoing. While you'll still be on probation and closely watched, your suspension will be lifted starting January 2nd.
Holy shit! Thank you! Oh my god, thank you! Mom, we're going to Fiji!
I sent 2 texts immediately. The first one was to Pete, just a simple thanks. He responded with, new phone who dis, so I figured that was closure. The second one was to Vernon. New year, new me, new us? Cheesy, sure, but shoot your shot, Maya Mitchell. What's the worst that could happen? Bartender, the man left me on red. Again! With less than 24 hours left of 2023. It should be against the law to emotionally edge someone this close to her calendrical climax. Now I've got, what, 5 minutes to go? Looks like I'll be finishing myself off all alone.
So, wait. After all that, you invited him to meet you here for New Year's and he just didn't show up?
Oh my god! You could speak! Yes! Yes, my sweet bartender! I really should have learned the first time. So now it's just me and my good old friend Pinot Noir. My guilt trip ended not with a bang like I deserved, but... with a whimper.
No way. I'm not standing for this. I mean, I swear, my brother is such an idiot sometimes. And you're both insane, but he was already stupid for not trying to get you back when you moved to New York. And now he's gonna do it again? Uh-uh. It's like, get over it, man. You know? It's been 10 years. Idiot.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Did you say brother? Wait, are you Lloyd Wells, Vernon's brother? Oh my god, I thought you were 15.
I was 10 years ago.
So you've been listening to me go on and on about your brother for hours and you didn't think to say anything?
I'm wearing a name tag, Maya. Okay? Pretty messed up you didn't recognize me, but then again, after listening to your entire tale, yeah, that tracks. You really are self-centered, and all your friends are right about you. Anyways, Vernon's been obsessing over your messages all week, and I'm, like, so over it. Seriously, you two deserve each other. Or at the very least, you should fuck it out and then figure out the rest in the new year. Either way, he's been pacing around the parking lot for an hour. He's coming in now.
What? Well, okay. This is good, right? Wow. I feel compelled to narrate while I wait. Is that okay? I mean, this is all so stupid, right? I spend all this time trying to become a better person, shedding my former self like a snakeskin all over the country, only to end up back in my hometown and potentially with some guy I dated in high school? Is this some full circle shit or like a warped wagon wheel of sadness?
Yeah, change, cha-ching, cha-ching. Show me the money. Oh, hi, Vernon.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Mitchell. One second. Lloyd. What is it? What's the emergency?
Maya needs to have sex with you in the bathroom, stat.
Excuse me. No, I don't. I would prefer to have sex in a bedroom like an adult, but not with you, obviously. You're the worst.
Likewise. I'm gonna go.
Okay. It's almost midnight. Can you two just do something? Literally anything, so you can both shut up? I have to hand out champagne for the countdown. Here. Bottles on the house. Just figure it out.
The hell's gotten into him? Okay, for the record, I'm an excellent storyteller. I made like 17 brilliant analogies, recited soliloquies out the ass. It was inspired. That kid should learn some respect.
So, how does your story end?
What? I don't know. As you can see, I've arrived at my destination, and it is passable at best.
I still think there's a little way to go for you. You just got here, I just got here. Where's the resolution?
I don't believe in resolutions. At least, not in the New Year's sense, but technically, this all started with bathroom sex, so for consistency's sake, it should probably end with...
I love you.
Whoa, what?
Isn't that where we're going?
Yeah, yes, keep going.
That's mostly it. I love you, Maya. I never stopped loving you, not for a second.
10 seconds to New Year's!
My God, Vernon, I love you too. And not because of your rag blow-up, or how nice you are to my mom, or because you've repeatedly rejected me, and I love the chase. I just...
Maya, kiss me.
Hey.
And there you have it, folks. Wishing you all a joyous 2024 full of adventures, romance, and good stories.